I'm delighted to say. Joining me on the line now is Roland Deller. Roland is the founder of the New Paths Music Festival, one of the UK's fastest growing classical music festivals. And it's a highlight of the cultural year here in the East Riding. It's held, of course, in Beverley. Roland, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Roy. It's a great pleasure to be chatting with you today.
Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us, because it's a busy time for you getting ready for the festival, which gets underway on the 10th, I think it is, the 10th of April until the 14th. Just tell us a little bit about the festival, its history, but more importantly, some of the highlights that we can look forward to this year.
This is our 12th festival. We set the thing up back in 2016, and like all of our festivals, it's packed with events across the few days. So just after Easter, we've got, during the course of the festival, 25 of the country's top musicians gathering in Beverley to give around about 20 concerts right through the town. So each day from breakfast time right through till late at night, we have some late night candlelit performances as well as breakfast time concerts. And it's a real variety of events and different combinations of musicians. I mean, one of the great things is that it's a mashup of the different performers, so they all gather in Beverley and take part in different combinations, so you hear all sorts of different music, vocal and instrumental, in all of the different spaces of the town.
Yeah, I know it attracts a lot of people, obviously from Beverley, but also the wider East Riding, from Hull, but also from across the country and internationally as well. This is a really important festival, and Beverley is, the East Riding, so fortunate to have something like this on our doorstep. So congratulations to you. It's a packed program. I had a quick look at it, and there's a lot of things to enjoy, even if maybe you sat there and think, well, yeah, classical music, no, that's not for me. You'd be surprised, there's a lot of popular stuff in there as well as really listenable music. Is that right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And one of the new things this year, one of the new bases that we're filling with music is upstairs at the Monks Walk on that lovely cobbled street, Highgate in Beverley, where we've got, for the first time at the festival, lyric soprano Madeline Holmes, who's one of the singers who sings at the Ritz, and she's doing a sort of brunch jazz set up there on the Sunday of the festival. So that's one of the things that people might really enjoy if they're not so into classical music. But yeah, we'd definitely encourage people to give it a try. One of the late night events as well is sort of crossover, in as much as it's a combination of Christian Forshaw on saxophone with Grace Davidson soprano and Richard Pennell on organ. This really haunting combination of sax, soprano and organ, late at night, candlelit in St Mary's on the Friday night. And they're sort of hymn tunes that Christian, this great saxophonist, knew when he was Worcester as a kid, that he's cast in new light, and that's really haunting and atmospheric. So yeah, definitely something for everyone in the mix, even if you're not super into classical music and you want to give something new a try.
As you mentioned, it's right across the town, isn't it? Uses all the venues, the Minster, St Mary's Church, as you mentioned, even the Monk's Walk pub. So there's really is a great breadth of venues and a great breadth of music, and it's just a delight. And there's some free events as well, I believe, including something for the babies and toddlers.
Yeah, that's right. That's one of our favourite events, the concert for babies and toddlers. That's in Tolgavel United Church on the Friday morning. People are just asked to register for a place. And this is wonderful for our youngest of audience and their grown-ups to be right up close to these phenomenal musicians that you'd normally hear on the stage of, you know, Europe's great concert halls. Right there, up close, with a lovely mixed set that's a real journey through some of the repertoire on the festival. We had such lovely feedback from that. You know, it's a really great opportunity for parents just to be for 45 minutes and experience this wonderful music, this bit of culture with their kids in the company of other families. It's a real special one. So do get registering your places for that whilst you can. The mornings are very special. The quality of light in the springtime in Beverley is so beautiful, you know, when it comes to the church windows. And so we've got two breakfast performances from two of the star violinists on our team in St Mary's. One, Breakfast with Brahms on the Thursday morning, which is the 11th. And then on the Friday morning, violinist Fenella Humphreys is playing Breakfast with Bach, again, short performances, very special, quiet time of the day. So, yeah, it's lovely to start the day in that way.
Absolutely, yeah. Bach and a bacon sandwich. Now, that does sound really, does sound really good. I mean, there's such a huge amount to get through in terms of giving a picture of the festival. But I think the best thing for people to do is to go and have a look at your website where everything there is laid out for them. That's newpathsmusic.com, am I right, Roland?
Yeah, you are. And there you'll get a, from the design of that, you'll get a sense that our big theme for this year takes inspiration from the Westward. You know, this great common pasture, this common land around the town that was such a godsend to people during the pandemic. That's our inspiration. There's so much amazing music that's inspired by nature, but we're also out on the Westward itself. So on the Saturday of the festival, there's a free walk about 90 minutes around the Westward that'll have music along the way from some of the festival artists. So it's good to be outdoors. And as well as the churches, we're really happy to be returning to the East Riding Theatre, you know, this magnificent community theatre that most towns would be so proud to have. And there, you know, we're on the stage there. We're in the East Riding Theatre on the Thursday of the festival.
So just to recap, it runs from the 10th to the 14th of April. Full information and tickets you can book at the website www.newpathsmusic.com, or you can get them by popping into the Tourist Information Centre in Beverley in Cross Street, or you can call them up. 01482 391 672. So lots to look forward to. Roland, thanks ever so much for taking time out to tell us a little bit about it. It's going to be a great festival. Well done to you and all the team who helped put it together. As I say, we're so lucky that Beverley Stages, something that really is of international importance, I would suggest.
Oh, thanks so much, Roy. Well, we love doing it, and we love the whole of the East Riding, and it's a real pleasure, and it makes us very proud to do it.